broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Voice.
Hi, this is Sean Klein, host of Everything But the Kitchen Sink. You're tuned in to the Country Jamboree with Maureen and Mike G.
On January 1st, 1953, we lost a great country singer, as known as the legendary country singer, Hank Williams Sr. During the month of January, we're going to salute him by his music and other things we can say about him. And first we'll start out with a song released after his death called The Death of Hank Williams by Jack Cardwell. Here we go.
Way up in West Virginia, between midnight and dawn, a big blue car was rolling, its wheels they hummed a song, the headlight shone out through the night to light the road so steep, while in the back Hank Williams lay in a deep and dreamless sleep. He was heading for Ohio to play a show next day, 'cause thousands shook the sleeping man. He said, wake up, my friend, and took him by the hand. He tried to wake him up again, then rushed him into town. But the doctor said, gone to a better land. We've lost our greatest folk song star this world has ever known, but though he's gone on to his rest, his songs live on. He wrote songs about the Bible and songs about the hills. His songs about the lonesome blues, they gave the world a thrill. He left the songs of sadness and songs for lovers too. We'll never forget him though he's gone. Hank Williams, here's to you.
Hi everybody, this is Mike G, and this is just Country Jamboree, and for the month of January, I was only going to do it for 2 weeks, but I think you're going to have to take a month to get all this done. It's still not enough. We will salute the late Hank Williams. He died 66 years ago on January 1st, 1953, in his limousine. And it's song said, and the story seems to be true, that his driver, when they stopped at a gas station, asked him if he wanted anything. He said no. So the driver went and got something to eat, and when he came back, he found he was dead. He didn't find he was dead until later. He just got back in the car and continued driving him until he got to where he was going to go, and then he found he was dead. Kind of sad. But that's Hank Williams. Now, of course, his life wasn't exactly the best life of all. He had a very bad drinking problem, and he had a drug abuse problem because of a back injury he got. And I forget the whole story of that, but that's what happened. If you do a Wikipedia lookup, you'll find out a lot more information than I give, because I don't always give it right. But we thought we'd play his music because you don't hear it so much anymore. My interest in Hank Williams started, I believe, in the 70s or late 60s. A friend of mine had an album of his stuff on the Metro label, which was MGM budget label. And I think it was basically rechanneled or altered or something. His recordings were very well known. I don't know if he was really as popular as people want to assume he was, but he did end up on the Grand Ole Opry, but didn't stay there long because they couldn't handle his being late and stuff. He was also on the Louisiana Hayride for a while, but they had to let him go for the same reason. And he got married to Audrey. And if I understand correctly, their marriage wasn't totally legal, because apparently her ex-husband, she had to wait until a certain time before she could remarry, but she didn't wait. And so they got married. And I think eventually they, you know, it became legal. But apparently, I don't know how this works, but apparently if you get to get divorced, you got to wait a certain time before you can remarry it again. And she didn't. And his second wife, he did the same thing to. And his first wife and Hank's mother sued her for that. Great harmony and groove, right, folks? But we will salute his music, and we will try to play these in chronological order. He started out on the Sterling label in, I believe, 1946. And I don't have my book handy. I think they recorded his Sterling session for December 11th and December 13th, 1946. And then he went to MGM. But we will start out with the Sterling recordings in their original order. This is record number 201. And we'll start it out now with his first recording, The A-Side Calling You.
When you strayed from the fold and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is lost in sin and you're at your journey's end, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Journey day by day and temptation comes your way, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow in his light, he will always guide you right. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Promised land, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is burdened down and your friend cannot be found, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow him each day, he will brighten up your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
calling you. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Tried it all, but each time, my dear, it was worse than before. Now my heart is broke, it's sad and it's sore, so never again will I knock on your door. Oh, you know that I love you, no other will do. Please tell me, darling, why can't you be true? But now you are gone, it's over and so. Never again will I knock on your door. Someday you'll be so lonely and blue. Then you will know just how much I love you. But now you are gone, it's over and so. Never again will I knock on your door. Many a night I've cried over you, hoping and praying someday you'd be true. But now you are gone, it's over, I know. So never again will I knock on your door. Oh, you know that I love you, no other will do. Please tell me, darling, why can't you be true? Now you are gone, it's over and so. Never again will I knock on your door.
Sterling Records 201, calling you and... And never again will I knock on your door. His first recording for Sterling Records. This is, by the way, from a collection that came out in the 90s called The Complete Hank Williams. Although, to be honest, it's never a complete Hank Williams. They always seem to find things they didn't see before, misplaced or something. Now, the first time I heard a real good Hank Williams album was courtesy of my late friend Jay Spell. Who some of you know is a blind musician and worked with quite a bit of bands and stuff, and was a very good friend of mine. And I went to his house once to visit him, and I saw this MGM box set called The Immortal Hank Williams. And he put the whole thing on tape for me. It was 11 albums. I think 10 albums was The Immortal, and this last album was labeled as Hank Williams on Stage, but it was actually the Health and Happiness Show was overdubbed over it to make it sound like it was live or on stage or in stereo, which it wasn't. And we will play a Health and Happiness Show in a bit as we try to play an old-time country radio show every month. But we will continue with this. Anyway, I finally got a copy of it. I didn't get the MGM one. I got the Polygram version. I guess it was re-released on Polygram. It was made in Japan, and I have to admit, they did a very good job of restoring the original recording in its original form. Through the 70s and 80s and so, they re-released his songs, which overdubbed back up and stuff. In fact, there's an album I think it was called Hank Williams with Strings, that a friend of mine liked better than the original recordings, which I thought was sad. And I have a country compilation that MGM put out, and it played, it had those ones with strings. And I didn't realize those were not the original recordings, although theoretically I thought they weren't, because they didn't think stereo was out in that early date in the 40s and 50s, although in some ways it was. But once I got the Immortal Hank Williams, I liked it. I thought it was very well done. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of liner notes and info with pictures all in Japanese. And this album sold for about $100 more, some places less, some other places. And I still have the vinyl copy, although it's kind of a little bit worn. The cover is very worn. The record is still playable, I think, and not in bad shape. Not mint, but not too bad. And then I heard about this set in the 90s. Finally got it about 10 years ago, and I'm grateful I did. This is the complete Hank Williams that MGM or Mercury put out. I forget what label's on. In the 90s. And they did this in chronological order and with a good booklet and good pictures and a whole bunch of other things. So if you don't have it and you can afford the cost of it, I don't know how much it is now, because out of print stuff starts raising in prices. I got this through Your Music, which was a service that would send you a disc every month for $6, and they had a box set sale, and that was only $58. So to me, it was worth it. Anyway, that's how I ended up getting interested in Hank Williams. His career, I didn't know much about other than the movie called The Cheating Heart, which apparently wasn't totally accurate, but I'm not surprised. But it's his music is what really matters, and that's what we're going to be saluting for the next 4 weeks in one way or the other. So let's continue on to Sterling Records 206, and we'll have Well Won't Save Your Soul, I believe that is, and When God Comes and Gathers His Jewels. So enjoy. Thank you.
through the years. He stood all alone with his head bowed down, as though his heart would break. Then the parson came over and took his hand, and to him these words he did say: when God comes and gathers his jewels, all his treasures of diamonds and gold, you'll meet her up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels. You can see this lad all alone, with his eyes lifted toward heaven, he's repeating these words he was told: when God comes and gathers his jewels, all his treasures of diamonds and gold, I'll meet you up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels. When God comes and gathers his jewels, all his treasures of diamonds and gold, I'll meet you up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels.
When God comes and gathers his jewels. And that was from, I said it was Sterling 206, and it was actually Sterling 204. I knew I'd make a mistake sometime. Anyway, that's the, those four recordings were recorded on the 11th of December 1946. I'll get it right, 1946. Now, the next four from the Sterling label, and the last four, because they only recorded four songs, or eight songs altogether, were Sterling number 108 for the next single, and this starts the recording session of December 13th, 1943. I can't get the year out. 1946. And let's see what it is. I Don't Care If Tomorrow Never Comes, and My Love For You Had Turned, I'm going to guess it's turned to hate. Anyway, this is Sterling record number 208.
I don't care if tomorrow never comes. This world holds nothing for me. I've been lonely night and day ever since she went away. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. If tomorrow never comes and the sun don't ever shine, it won't matter with me. For when she went away, my world ended that day. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. My lonely mind wanders back to days that used to be. My broken heart cries out for you. Oh, if I can't have you here, I can't go on, my dear. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. If tomorrow never comes and the sun don't ever shine, it won't matter with me. For when she went away, my world ended that day. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. If tomorrow never comes and the sun don't ever shine, it won't matter with me. For when she went away, my world ended that day. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes.
My love for you had turned to hate, and I don't care if tomorrow never comes. Sterling, record number 208. I don't know why I keep saying one. I apologize for that. You're listening to the Country Jamboree, and we will continue with the last two recordings on Sterling, record number 110, and they will be Honky Tonkin' and Pan American. So. This is the Country Jamboree.